Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms, we too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, it's Sauce. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad to be with you always. Today, we are continuing our episode from last week about play, where Kat Jackson was my guest co-host, and so was her 9, almost 10-year-old daughter, Zay. And Zay led the way. She showed us what it is like to be playful and what it means to have play as a vital component of our lives. And it was such a delightful episode. And if you missed it, go back and grab it. What she did was so enchanting and captivating. And it reminds us of how easy it is to lose that wonder and that spirit of freedom when we become adults and we get so busy adulting and paying bills and doing all of the serious things, which are important, of course. Today, what we're going to do is take a deeper look into how easy it is to lose the whole realm of play, but also how easy it is to reclaim that or bring that back. It's not as hard as sometimes it seems. It's really much more accessible than we might realize. And it's something you could do now. It's something you could do regularly. We talk about how vital it is to keep this spirit of play, of freedom, of enchantment and wonder and creativity alive for a lot of reasons. One being just the way we experience our lives on a day-to-day basis, and also how it can create spaciousness for creatives and how we then can feel into our lives differently or be informed differently. I'm so happy to have Kat Jackson back. If this is your first time meeting Kat, she is a regular and very beloved guest co-host. She is a proud single mom. She is an artist, and she's worked in fashion, carrying hats such as production manager, stylist assistant, and buyer. Kat creates art through graphics and video editing and multimedia design. She has formed this incredible community through her art account on Instagram. And Kat is also a nurse who has touched the lives of countless patients and their families with her attunement and her care. She has taken on roles ranging from hematology oncology to elementary school nurse and many, many others as well. People fall in love with her everywhere. She's authentic and wise and real and cool. Her mission is to break generational trauma and to embrace emotions and our differences. So here is our conversation about play. May we all encourage each other to be more playful and more curious and more in awe and wonder. Here she is, Kat Jackson. Hey, everyone. I'm back with Kat Jackson.
Hello, everybody.
And we're continuing from last week when we spoke with Zay, her daughter, about play. And today we're going to have a little bit more of a detailed discussion where we unpack how play can actually lead you to the truest version of yourself and may even help you to discover unknown parts of yourself when we open ourselves up to being playful. So, Kat, what is it about this concept that is so important to you right now?
I think that it's because Zay, when I say she, I'm talking about Zay, is going through her years of, I guess, what you call childhood. And I feel like besides reparenting myself also leaks into parenting her. And I think of all those times that I wish I could have been more present in regards to playing and being playful and how I can maybe do that for her or give her more opportunities for that in her life or set up an environment where it's welcomed for her.
So Kat, when we think of the idea of play, I mean, we were getting so wide-eyed when we were seeing Zay playing with her things last episode. And there's something that is so beautiful and so curious and so heart-opening, and there's so much possibility and spaciousness. We know how alluring and how beautiful and how fun play is. Do you have some insight as to why we lose that sometimes?
I think it's just everyday life happening before us for the most part. Once adulthood kicks in, or even when your 20s kick in, you worry about school or college or even just staying afloat. You know, we don't know anybody's circumstances, but it's just about living and making it day by day that we tend to think that play or things considered as play is not important because we prioritize, you know, putting food on the table, keeping the lights on and whatnot. But play is an activity that I think, like I've said to you in the past, that's one of the first things you learn to do as a kid growing up. And it's an activity you do for the most part of childhood. Even when you're in daycare, you're just playing next to your friends. You learn what you like. Maybe you like Play-Doh. Others will like playing with dolls or trucks or blocks, whatever it is. And why is it that as we grow up, we tend to not make time for that leisurely activity?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it just sort of happens even in the midst of good intentions because we're being responsible as we're adulting or trying to figure out what that means. And there's a lot of goal setting and things like that, which are also great, you know. But I think you're right. We lose sometimes our silliness or our whimsical nature or our creativity, or those things can go dormant. What could play look like for an adult?
I think it could be so many things. I think play at this point in adulthood just comes to, or is more defined so as something that just gives you joy without any monetary exchange. For me, I think of play as I just started. So we just moved and are setting up the house, but I just started with plants and learning how to care for plants. I know nothing, so I feel like a newborn baby, but I totally enjoy seeing the beauty of the plants that I have. I'm looking at one right now, and I think that my time sitting there whenever I'm repotting one or wiping one down or spraying it is considered play, because there's no exchange of anything happening besides just me feeling the joy of spending time with these plants. It could also be playing with Zay, because I think when I'm playing with Zay, she too is also playing. And again, it's something that I want her to continue to do and not grow up too fast. You know, with the way things are these days, I think kids grow up a little bit too fast. So reminding her to play is also a reminder for myself to play.
Do you have an example of a time where you threw caution to the wind and you just did something really playful?
Yeah, and this specific moment I think I talked about with you in the past, it's having those late night dance parties with Zay.
Yeah, what do those look like?
Well, like I said, we just moved. And with this big move, she finally has her own room. But mind you, all the years prior to now, Zay and I have been sharing a room. So back then, it would be just us playing a bunch of K-pop. I had a lot of, like, what do you call those? LED lights and just different lights in the room with colors. Yeah. Turn off the lights and turn those on. And just play music and play music videos too. And we literally just dance and we do this thing where she goes first and then she points at me and then it's my turn. And we just hype each other up and it could go on for a couple hours. but just like I said, recently since...
That's the best.
Yeah, no,
ever.
It's so much fun.
The best.
It's like a little dance battle.
You got your club. Exactly. Yeah, like clubbing. Yeah.
But because we moved, she's had her own room. I realized we haven't had one of those in a while. And I walked in into her room one day and she was just playing music and I decided to just stay there with her. And it was our first dance party in the new house. And it's been a while, you know, so there was just so much in between. Like I said, we get lost in the sauce. And we finally had our first dance party in the house and it was so much fun. But it was so different too, because she's gotten a bit older, even though it's just been months. She was directing this time. She was telling me to hold my imaginary mic this way and stand over there and do this. So she was being a little art director.
I can picture it.
A little bit. Tell me what to do. But that's probably one of the times that I can think of right now.
You know, one of the things that I find about play is that it's really just takes a quick decision to do it. And once we've decided, it comes like the flow state is so familiar and it's really easy. There were a couple of times in the last number of years where I just decided one day by myself, I'm going to ride the roller coaster on the Nevada state line. I was driving through to Nevada and I just stopped by myself and decided to go on the roller coaster just to find my spirit. And there was another time when I decided to go to Dave and Buster's by myself, just in the middle of wherever I was going. So Dave and Buster's, you know, right, Kat? It's like a game place where you can play video games or skee ball
arcade basketball. Food.
Yeah, dance, little
DDR, dance revolution machine.
Yes, exactly. And so usually I guess you go with, you know, it's often an adult gathering place, but I just decided to go by myself in the middle of the day just to bring in some play. And it doesn't take long. Once you've made that decision, you're just in it and it's familiar to play, you know. Or when you go miniature golfing and you're laughing your head off, or at least I am,
because I'm terrible at it.
But I find that really interesting, is it's really easy to make the decision or to just pass it by. But if you open the door to it, it's really easy to walk into it. It's so familiar.
Yeah. Like, I think it's like I said, you know, it's something you've been doing since you were young. So to get into that flow state is really easy compared to if you had to keep tricking yourself to fold your clothes. Okay, I like doing this. I like doing this. You know what I mean? Yeah,
this but is playful. So much fun. So much fun.
But when it comes to play, it's something that, you know, you 5 more minutes, please, mom, you know, back in the day. So I think I could totally see what you're saying, that once you do make that choice, and I think making the choice is the hardest part, to want to give yourself the chance to play. But once you're there, it's just like second nature to a person.
Yeah. What are some adjectives that would describe how you feel when you're doing something playful?
Creative, free.
Free. Free.
Joyful. Liberating.
Yeah, it's liberating.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry, I'm just like,
I know, it's okay. Happy. Like the most cheesiest words, but it's also the like truest words, because those are words of like that describe joy.
Yeah, it's so much. There's so much delight and laughter and fun, and you just
silliness.
You feel free, and you're like, oh my, you know, it's just so different than the normal grind that feels heavy.
Yeah.
There's, you know, an important place for those things too. But I think it changes the way I experience the day if I am open to play. There were these sand cliffs, I guess you could call them. They're not like steep cliffs. They're more like 6 feet high that would form in the beach near where I lived. And sometimes, like in the middle of math tutoring, one of my friends who was also an adult, we were like, let's go sand surfing. And we would just run out to the beach and jump down the cliffs and just like cracking up the whole time. I think it's just finding space to do something different and to look for it, you know?
I love that. I'm glad they made that choice to go sand surfing.
In the middle of math.
When math tutoring.
Yeah. And it just really does change things. And, you know, I know you've said that you find your truest self through the doorway of play. Could you share what that's like for people?
I think earlier when you said how once you make the choice to play, everything else just comes naturally. Mm-hmm. And I think being in that state of play, thoughts that may have been bothering you, things come to your brain that you may have been pushing aside. I guess it's freeing in a way that you're doing something you enjoy, but it gives space for things in your mind. And I don't know if that makes any sense.
Oh, yes. It makes so much sense. Space.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I think when you play, you're also releasing. You're releasing joy. You're releasing the stress of everyday life. And once you have a release, you make space for things that you may not have been ready to face or have been ready to think about or even do. And when I say this, it can be a task or it can be a huge goal that you're trying to get to. And that's why I do think that when you play, you're playing with yourself internally as well too.
I find it really interesting the way you describe it, because sometimes when we're really serious, and again, you know, there's serious is important and all those responsibilities are important. But sometimes when we get mired into a life that is only serious, it feels constrictive, it feels small, it feels darker and narrow. But when you talk about spaciousness, that I think is where we find freedom and possibility and open-heartedness maybe. And I think creatives are looking for space for those ideas to open up, you know, and for you to know yourself. I think when I get into a place where I'm just grinding and it's just not enjoyable, I'm almost like I've become the computer. I don't even have an awareness of me or my body or my thoughts, you know what I mean? And play, I feel like embodied, I feel like alive, and I'm reminded of who I am.
I mean, I also think now that you say that, when you're playing or choose to play, you're choosing to do things you like. So you're not that computer, you know, mm-hmm. the everyday tasks that we do to get through the day or to make a living or, you know, to go about our everyday life that's what it is, a task, something that just needs to be done. And not all those things are things that we enjoy. But when we choose to play, we're choosing to do things, listen to things, or, you know, play with things that we like and love. And I think that's also the biggest part of it, is that the things that you're choosing to play with are things for yourself, and you're spending the time with yourself instead of doing things for others or just to get by.
That's so cool. I love that. Yes. This podcast is about actualizing our uniqueness and expressing ourselves. And I really believe that element of play and openness and spaciousness is really vital for that. What would be your encouragement to the listener?
I encourage you to name three things that you would like to play with or do.
Oh, yes.
If you had a whole day of no tasks, no errands, no work, if you had just a whole day off, to find three things that you would like to do. And not the laundry, not clean your bedroom, but three playful things that you would like to get done. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That goes right back to making the decision to do it.
Yeah.
Because once you open the door, it just goes. It just flows. It flows. I feel like that dance party in the bed. I love the pointing to the next person.
Yeah, yeah. It's your turn.
That's almost what we're doing now. As we close this podcast, it's your turn.
Your turn.
Where can people find you, Kat?
I am on Instagram @cutiesexylonely, as well as YouTube, cutiesexylonely. Those are places I like to play.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Get a follow on those really creative things that are dropped. And I am on Instagram at Lori Sasse, LoriSase, or my website, LoriSase.com. If you want to find out about coaching, I would love to connect with you. And we hope you have the best week playing and such. And thank you again, Kat, for everything and for being you. You change my life every day that I get to be with you.
You too, Saz. I feel the exact same way about you. Thank you so much for having me again.
I love having you. All right, everyone, have the best week, and we will see you next time.